30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a five-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
And now,
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
It's not fun.
It's a riot.
It is funny.
Good morning.
Good morning. Whew.
Two more days.
No, one more day for us, two more days for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do not stay. We're talking about the Walworth County Fair.
What else will we be talking about?
I don't know. Nothing, because there's nothing else going on this weekend. I do not and never have made my staff work on Labor Day or Memorial Day.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah, because they absolutely kick butt all year long and especially all summer. And I do not let them make them work on Labor Day. So our booth is never open on Labor Day, but we are open today. There's a ton of stuff to do at the fair.
Yes, as always.
Yes, yes. And I'm really excited about a couple things. I am a board member for the Walworth County Fair Foundation. Now, the foundation raises money and does the projects that are not budgeted for the fair. And so, for instance, we redid the park. The foundation redid the park outside of the treasurer's office. So the west side of the line of office buildings,
mm-hmm.
you know, like there's, there's the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Right. And so that west side of the building where there was benches and stuff, we redid that. And
it's like one of the best sitting areas in the fairgrounds.
Because there's shade.
Yes.
Right. And that was one of the things, like, this one company told us, well, we could move these, take down these trees. And we were like, whoa, 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 whoa. Absolutely not.
You
goodbye.
Know, was it Wednesday or Thursday? I think it was Wednesday because it was so hot. I was standing by the tent looking towards the bandstand,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that park,
mm-hmm.
thinking,
park stage.
God, if those trees weren't here. Thank God those trees are there.
Oh, yeah.
Trees are awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and then Peggy, who was in the office at the Walworth County Fair for so long, probably I think since she was born, and knew everything, absolutely everything, without even looking, having to look anything up. She just was like totally the brains.
Just knew it all.
Just knew it all. She unexpectedly passed away. And so the park stage is now called Peggy's Park Stage.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
That didn't click.
So, that's awesome. That's absolutely awesome.
Very cool.
No, we have a lot of stuff going on. Speaking of Peggy's Park Stage, that's one of the things that is going on. The Walworth County Fair Foundation, actually, we are the ones that host the wood carving auction.
Right.
And then that money goes back to the foundation. And so that is today at 3 o'clock.
And you're announcing that, right?
IMC it, yes. Yeah. And then we have our auctioneer, Ron Bigelow is his name, by the way. And he's hilarious, first of all. So he makes it a show. I mean, an auction is fun anyway. But then when got, like, and he and I kind of go back and forth. Oh, my God, it's so funny. He's hilarious. And so that's coming up today. And those wood carvings are incredible.
They are pretty amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
And to watch the guys do it.
Yeah.
I've been running a chainsaw for 50 years.
Uh-huh.
A long time.
Uh-huh.
And I can't do what they do.
Since you were born. Right.
Well, almost.
Yeah. It's amazing. The detail. And
yeah.
Just and they're different every year. And
the vision.
My gosh. Yeah.
You know, you're looking at a log.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden
you turn it into a turkey.
Bear. Or
right.
Yeah. An eagle. Whatever. The vision that they have for the cuts and the depth. And oh, my God. That's way out of my league.
Way out. And it's not just the front. It's like all the way around
it.
Yeah, it's
super
very cool. We're also going to auction off a commemorative brick. So that's one of the things that we have been fundraising for the last couple of years. We sell engraved bricks that
nice.
Benefit the foundation. And so those are placed, like, you know, you order them and you,
mm-hmm.
and you, we get them done and then we put them in the sidewalk. That's also over there in that new park. by the treasurer's office at the fairgrounds. And so those bricks are there. And so you have the opportunity to win one during the auction today, or two. I'm not sure what Kathy's doing, maybe one or two. And but you also have the chance only until tomorrow to place an order for any size brick you want for $175 instead of the normal price, because it's the fair's 175th anniversary.
Oh, cool.
This
year.
That's
not that bad.
It's really not.
You spend more than tonight.
Because it's going to be gone. Or, I mean, it's never going to be gone from the fair.
Right.
It's always going to be there.
Yeah,
so we already have a bunch.
On you for eternity.
That's right. That's right. That's a nice way to put it, Tom.
Yeah.
But no, we have a ton of them already.
Cool.
And they're, and people come up with some really great things and in memory of, but. You know, like LD's barbecue, he did one brick in the middle that says LD's barbecue, and then he bought smaller ones for his employees that we placed all around it and stuff. Just stuff like that.
Yeah.
Families are doing that,
that'd be awesome.
Know, and so, yeah, for sure. Like, so this is your opportunity to buy those bricks at a discount. We have the order forms in our booth at the fair.
So stop by, pull
the radio station.
Get a form.
Yeah. And then I think that they're in a couple other places. And so if I get to the fair today and we've run out, I will definitely make sure that we go somewhere and get some of theirs and bring them back to the booth. But
yeah
it's a great fundraiser, and it's forever. It's there forever,
right.
Your
That's
fair
pretty
memories.
Cool. And then you got, you kind of have some control of what's on the brick.
Right. But at 3 o'clock at the park stage, come to the annual wood carving auction and have some fun. Even if you're not going to buy anything, it's just a great time to, I don't know, just...
It's entertaining.
Yeah, watch, and we get some bidders. We get some bidders.
Oh, yeah.
We
and
get
that's
some...
That's so much fun watching a bidding war
go
on. I've watched you in a few over the years.
Yeah, I get in bidding wars at the Y auction all the time. So, yeah. Yeah, but... and then, of course, tonight in the grandstand is the antique tractor and car parade, but that's, well, that's here in just a little bit. That's in the morning. But tonight is Crowder, brought to you by Thrivent, and that's in the grandstand tonight. They're playing tonight. Awesome, awesome band. Absolutely awesome. So we appreciate Thrivent for sponsoring tonight. But in the meantime, everything else that's going on at the fair is going on, and you got to stop by.
And tomorrow...
Booth. Oh, yes.
I'm helping out the Gator and Gundy. They're doing, they're raising money for the Rick's Run Foundation. So I'll be bartending from, I think, 11 to 7 at the pavilion.
That's a good shift.
Yeah, we ain't playing around.
Where are you bartending? At the, in the, by the park stage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so come on over, get some beer, you know, hang out for a little while, talk to us. It'll be a good time. Gator will be there. Gary and Jill Gunderson will be there. I'll be there. I think Amy's going to come down and bartend a little bit. We'll have the Furcus Circus there because she's bartending. So it should be a lot of fun. Beer's cold.
It is. Oh, by the way, at 1:45, I should really look at my schedule more often. Right. At 1:45, we are dedicating the foundation park. We're going to have a little ceremony and stuff. And then at 3 o'clock is the auction. But
cool.
Yeah. It's been fun.
It was it's going to be a fun day today because I'm there all day.
Right. And the weather is awesome.
I mean,
it's supposed to be hot.
I was a little bit worried moving into the fair.
Yeah.
If we would have set up on Tuesday, we not only would we have gotten wet, but
we would have died.
Oh, my God. It was so hot. So
yeah,
good call for Wednesday morning.
Yeah, we went there early Wednesday morning and we got set up pretty quick.
Yeah.
We don't take as long as we think to set up. I mean, trust me, it takes even less time to tear down. But it doesn't
I have to take your word for it.
Yeah, I know. Except when I'm cussing you for putting in the stakes in the ground on our tent.
Does your tent blow away?
So it does not, but when I pull my shoulder out of socket trying to get the stakes out.
Yeah, we'll have you set up with a better extracting tool.
Okay. Yeah.
Then you're out of.
Because you got cussed out last year.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
Tom and his stupid strength.
I thought I was going to get cussed out on Wednesday when I broke the foot.
I didn't even notice. Like, eh.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's good.
Who cares? And we have our blown up eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was
rocking
our secret.
The sidewall.
I got to tell you, he was our secret security at Country Thunder. And we had him outside our porta potty in our campsite.
Nice.
And, Country Thunder, right before that is when President Trump was, they attempted to assassinate him.
Right.
And so we put Secret Service Eagle outside our porta potty, and we noticed that nobody attempted to assassinate our porta potty. And so we feel like he worked better than those people.
I'm sure he did a better job.
Pennsylvania. But anyway, it's a red, white, and blue fair. That's the theme this year.
Mm-hmm. And you guys got it set up really nice. I take zero credit for the decorating.
Oh, yeah.
Though I did help a little bit. It's definitely not my thing.
Stars, Stripes, and Fair Delights. Also, this year, okay, we used to be by the groomers. Like, remember they had the equipment for snowmobiling or whatever? Mm-hmm. And they would, okay, they're not there this year.
No, that's right. They're not.
Well, they're not in that spot. We are next to a Sweet Treat trailer.
Candy. Uh-huh. I know. They got the coolest stuff, too. And they're really nice people.
They're my new best friends.
Yeah. Well, with all that candy, how can you not be nice?
Well, normally I eat my weight in mini donuts when I'm there.
So that's what, like six?
Which keeps getting bigger and bigger because I keep eating my weight in mini
donuts.
You're
huge. Yeah, you're just huge.
But, I may or may not have spent my allotted budget.
But you know what? Come on down. Get some candy. Pull a duck.
Oh, they're so sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. They're
very cool.
Yeah. And I got some candy, and it was really good.
Everybody has to.
Well, yeah. It's right there. How do you not?
I know.
Got to walk past it twice a day.
Twice a day. I know.
I bought flags, too. Yeah. Walked the other way a couple times.
It's awesome. It's awesome. But anyway, Ben from Mather's Home Improvement is here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He is going to talk to us about what he's been doing all summer.
I bet he's been
working. And then he's got a big trip planned coming up.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I heard a little bit about
that. And it's very exciting. So we're going to talk to him about that as well. That's coming up right after this, right here on Life Matters. You're listening to Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. We have Ben from Mather's Home Improvement this morning, and we are talking absolutely not at all about home improvement so far, I've noticed.
Talking about realistic stuff that's important.
The fun stuff.
Right, you're right. So we've been talking about bear hunting and deer season and all kinds of important stuff. Yeah, all kinds of important stuff. But Ben, how's your summer going?
Summer? It's busy. Crazy. Like,
oh, is it summer?
And,
right.
Here and gone.
Right, right. Yeah. That's funny.
It was May 2 weeks, 3 weeks
ago. I know.
Right.
Wasn't it?
Well, I think we all feel that way. This is really flying by. It's weird. It's weird. I mean, sometimes it does.
Well, it's gone. Kids are back in school. Summer's done.
Yeah, so it's over. Yep. That's it. It's over. Get out your winter coats. Time for pumpkin.
Don't go that fast.
Okay.
It's fast enough.
Time for pumpkin latte? No.
Well, I got to get a pumpkin spice. I'm going to get my pass pretty soon, so. It's almost ski season.
Ski Patrol Alpine Valley right here. 23 years I've been doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow. You haven't ever had to pick him? Oh, no. You probably don't follow
a lot. I know. I haven't broke anything yet. Thanks. I'm done this year.
Right. Oh, boy. That's it.
Call the ambulance.
That's
I'll be there.
Ben will be there.
Find Ben.
I don't know. He fell over and now he's dead.
If you ever have a problem when they're coming with the basket, you got to say, only Ben can drive the basket. Where is he?
You better only come out on Mondays because I'm no longer crew chief on Monday nights. I gave up my position to
Monday
somebody
nights.
Else.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I ski during the morning. So when I'm not teaching, I have nothing to do. So I'll be out there, at 9:30, first chair up. Yep. First or second chair, and I ski until I got to wait.
Yeah, then you go home.
Then I go home.
It sounds perfect.
It is. And I don't go every day, but I bet I get out there average four times a week. But I rarely go at night anymore.
Yeah.
Because the morning, I'm just spoiled rotten.
Yeah.
Well, you don't really go at night or even really on the weekends, do you, unless you're taking
I'll
Jackson?
I'll go in the morning.
What about Jackson?
He'll go with me.
In the morning? Doesn't he have school?
You said on the weekends.
Oh.
Yeah, I've gone out there at night with Jackson.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not near as much as you think.
Right.
I'm usually, especially now, because he's with his dad most of the time.
Right.
And we rarely see him anymore.
Yeah, I said the other day, we went to set up for the fair, and I had had my grandson and Jackson, they're almost the same age, and so they get along really well. And so I had had him, Jackson left a sweatshirt in my car, and I handed the sweatshirt to Tom and said, you know your grandkid's spending too much time at my house when he's just casually leaving clothes at my house.
He's got his own drawer now.
Right, yeah.
You can take the clothes from our house and put them at your house.
He only lives 7 minutes away.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I understand.
He started his new school and everything, so.
Mm-hmm.
How about your kids? They haven't started. Has Burlington started?
Burlington starts Tuesday.
Ah, yes. After Labor Day, it should.
Elkhorn.
Mm-hmm. Should, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get through the end of it and get to work.
Well, it's parents' one last, you know,
I'm taking my family camping this weekend.
Yeah.
So, like, why not do something before they go back to school?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Got to have a last hoorah.
And then next week, you're doing something super interesting with your son.
I am. So, years ago, my father-in-law gifted a bear tag to my cousin. Because it takes like 10, 12 years to draw a bear tag in the state of Wisconsin.
Really?
So my cousin drew the bear tag this year and gifted it to my son.
Aww.
So the DNR transferred the tag. We got one. We're going hunting Wednesday.
So that process means that you have the permission to kill one bear.
Correct.
Okay.
And everybody complaining about the long wait for that bear license, just remember it's way shorter than it would be for season tickets for the Packers.
Valid point.
This is true. Yes, that's definitely an apples to apples comparison.
Why I'm here.
Right, yes. That valuable information. So, how old is he?
11.
Ooh. So
yeah, spoiled early.
Nice. So, does he get to keep that forever? Or is it just 1 year?
Just 1 month. We have the month of September.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
but then you got to reapply.
Okay.
Yep. Then it starts over, and then you're waiting 8, 10, 12 years again.
Oh, man. So
yeah, but just think how cool that's going to be. You know, the anticipation after 11 years old and you're bear hunting, my God.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Nobody can say that.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Right.
So he's missing the first week of school, and then hopefully we're successful, and he gets to go back for the second week.
He's not missing anything. He's getting a better education in the woods.
That's true. That's true. And plus, he's a smart kid. So the first few weeks of school is just recapping what they forgot over the summer toward the end of the year anyway. So this is the number
priorities.
One. Right. But that's the number one argument for the, quote, year-round school where they take because they forget less. But when you have the kids that do get this well-rounded education, I mean, it really doesn't matter. You're right. I mean, he's, you know, that memory is going to stay forever.
Oh, yeah.
But all of the things around it, too, the safety, he'll be so much more in tune because this is such an opportunity.
This is more than an experience of hunting. You're right. It's an education.
Yeah.
It's an education on how to survive, mm-hmm. on firearm safety, on how to track, how to bait,
Yeah.
There's so many things to be learned. Patience.
So
one of the biggest things.
Yeah. So where are you going for this hunt?
Just outside of Hayward, a town called Drummond Lake.
Okay. Do you guys have property up there? Is it just on your property or?
My father-in-law knows somebody. He's hunted up there before.
Okay.
And she's got 80 or 100 acres and we're going to be up there hunting.
And there's bear all the time.
She's sending us pictures of bear.
Whoa.
It's pretty exciting.
That's so cool.
Aw.
Very cool.
So you said, Tom, that you can smell a bear coming, or maybe Ben did. One of you guys said.
You can.
Like, why? How?
They have their own odor.
Like, from how far away? I'm just, for my own.
I mean, it depends on wind and density and stuff, but a pretty good distance.
Really?
I've smelled deer come into my stand.
Yeah.
When bucks are in rut, they urinate on their inner thighs,
mm-hmm.
okay, and it emits an odor that attracts doe.
Right.
And you can smell them. And probably within 25, 30 yards, if it's calm and there's not a big wind. If there's a big wind, they can be underneath you and probably not smell them.
Right.
So the conditions got to be right, but you definitely can smell them coming in.
Wow.
You can smell dog sweat. It's no different.
Yeah, I know that.
You ever notice how dogs have an odor when they're nervous?
Yeah.
We're scared. it's not a lot different with any other animal.
Right.
They emit odors, and it tells other animals around them, you know, where they're at, I guess. But bear and deer and, you know, those other critters, they have an odor to them.
So if he gets one, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to eat it.
Is it good meat?
Yep.
Yeah, bear's very good.
Is it really good? I've never.
It's a little tougher than your, you know, like eating beef.
Right.
But it's good.
Yeah.
Good old bear roast in a crock pot and shred it up into some hot beef sandwiches.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. I have never even thought about it.
It can be greasy. It's kind of like pork. Uh-huh. You got to eat it when it's hot.
Right.
If you eat it cold or cool, it gets a little bit of a greasy texture to it.
Yeah.
But it's delicious and very healthy.
So what about the bear skin?
If we are successful, obviously that's kind of a trophy. So
yeah, I just remember, so one of my dad's best friends, one of my oldest memories is going to their house. Our parents would play cards and drink their cocktails or whatever, and the kids would be in their living room and we'd be watching TV. As a matter of fact, it's where I first watched The Shining, and I was far too young to watch that. I will never watch scary movies now. Like, I never should have watched that. But our parents weren't paying attention, and so we did. And me and the two girls, Anne and Julie, we were never watching scary movies after that. It was horrible. But Bob, the dad, my dad's friend, had a bearskin rug, like with the head and everything, like that he had shot, whatever that story was. I have no idea. But he was, and I remember we were, as a matter of fact, when that scene came on, the Here's Johnny, I vividly remember laying on that bearskin rug with my head, like on the head. You know what I mean? Like propped up on the head. And it was just the cool. I just always thought it was the coolest thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us they growled at you or something.
No, no. I mean, although that does sound like a practical joke that Bob would do. It was so long ago that the technology wouldn't have been there. But yeah, it just, like, that is the trophy. And if he's successful.
That's what we'll do.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be cool. Right on his wall above his bed.
Yeah.
They'll change his life.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Definitely. It gives me chills how cool that is. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, so you got that to look forward to. But looking back over the summer, how's your summer going? I know you guys are busy and stuff, but what's going on with Mathers?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. We had some wild weather this year. The tornado damage down in Williams Bay. We've been restructuring roofs. You know, having to take out trusses and rafters and reframing because trees literally went through roofs into people's living space.
Yeah.
So we spent Saturdays and Sundays. I mean, that storm that happened, I was actually left camping early. I was up in Baraboo. I had a foot of water running under my camper, packed up, came home, and then we spent 14, 15 hours a day tarping roofs and pulling trees out of roofs. It was just wild.
And it never stopped raining.
Yeah, it just kept going and going.
Working right through the rain.
Right.
Gotta be.
Right. I don't think people realized how bad Williams Bay was damaged.
It was bad. It still is bad.
Yeah.
I leave here and go to look at a restructure of a roof that I got to retruss.
Right, right. I mean, it's people don't realize how bad that little, and it wasn't a very long.
No.
Frame of time, but it did a lot of damage out there. So I also don't think people realize that you guys do that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah.
It's not just putting the roof on. There's a lot of stuff underneath the roof, you know, the gutters, the saw, all those kinds of things. You guys do all of it.
From start to finish, I can restructure the roof, resheet the roof, put on a new roof, do all the soffit, mm-hmm. fascia, all the gutters. So mm-hmm. any house that's got all that damage, I can fix it all. So you're dealing with one company instead of having to find three or four different companies to do little pieces of it.
And the issue is finding those companies that you trust. Because how many times do companies from out of town go through those neighborhoods and knock on doors or go through places that have hail damage, you know, and knock on doors and take half down and then walk away? Or, you know, you hear all those horror stories and... You know, the your insurance company doesn't want you to use anybody that's not approved, that they don't know, that they, you know, you don't want to use anybody like that because there's no guarantee that your house is going to pass a code inspection or anything, right? I mean, it's right. Just, and so why wouldn't you call somebody like Mathers that you know has been here for so very long and that's so widely trusted? I mean, it's right. Sort of a no-brainer.
It's easy to get work that's not quite done right or done quite right.
Mm-hmm.
So when we had our house gutted the first time,
mm-hmm.
or when we had it gutted, I had to go back and re-pitch gutters because we had water sitting in the center and the corners. And I used to do gutter installation a long time ago, so I kind of know a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when your crew came out and they put a 40-foot gutter on mm-hmm. the back side of my shop, there's no water sitting in that thing. It's nope. Pitch perfect. Great job.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, when you can call somebody you trust and they do everything, it doesn't get any better than that.
Right.
Another big thing for me that people don't think about, you know, these companies come from out of town sometimes
right.
2, 3, 4 hours away. They get you to do an insurance claim, and sometimes we're talking $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
When they're done, they take all of that money and they go put it maybe back into their own community.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When you deal with somebody local, they're putting the money back into the community. I'm sponsoring baseball teams, soccer teams.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm doing all this stuff for the kids in my community. So every hail claim or storm damage that comes, when you keep that money local, those companies are investing that money back locally.
And
that's the big thing for me.
Plus all your employees.
Right.
They're all local, obviously. And yep. So the better off they are, the better off the community is because they're also personally doing things. I mean, it's that shop local mentality. It's got to stay here because you pay other people from other places. And you're right. It walks right across the state line and out yep. the door and...
It's gone.
That's a great point.
And there's no help. There's no help.
Right.
We're talking with Ben from Mathers Home Improvement Services. So as we're moving into the fall, what are some things that we should be taking a little time, you know, tomorrow's Labor Day. So, you know, you have an extra day off to kind of take a look around and what?
Nothing.
You have
an extra day off.
You have an extra day off to get on your motorcycle.
I can see you walking out with a cup of coffee, walking around, looking. What do I need Ben for?
At my trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the trailer hood.
Ben already knows how much stuff needs to be done on the trailer.
A few things.
He's just like, please don't call me. It's horrible. Well, no, now we've redone our shed. And the shed is gorgeous. And the house is not so much.
And baby steps.
Yeah. And so
sheds are important.
Something's going to get done. The management complained that it was a turquoise green when our house is brown.
Brown.
So they were like, can you clean that up? And I was like, whatever. Anyway, so, and people are saying right now, why didn't you just get a new one? Well, because they won't let us. If we move it, it's grandfathered in. So if we move it, we can't put another one back. And so we had to work with what we had, which Ty did a fantastic job. It is. It's absolutely gorgeous. But now I want the house done. But as I'm walking around and looking at all the things that need to be done at my house, what specifics should I be looking for as we move toward fall and winter?
Yeah, biggest thing moving to fall. I was at my house yesterday moving my camper. And the acorns were falling out of my oak trees already.
Oh.
So the biggest thing going into fall is making sure your gutters are clean. Big thing. So we do gutter cleanings. We can come clean them out. We do a couple different types of gutter covers, gutter screens to keep the debris out. So with the leaves starting to fall, and I've seen them already turning in northern mm-hmm. Wisconsin, acorns, cleaning your gutters.
And even if you have gutter covers, which is a great idea, doesn't mean your gutters are clean.
Right.
You still need to have them checked.
Yeah. Right, because they're still, like, they have those covers have holes in them, just not big enough for big debris to get in
right.
there,
sticks
right?
Sticks and leaves and stuff generally don't get in there, but
right.
little pine needles get in there.
Right.
Smaller sticks get in there, and trees emit a dirt.
And so
sap.
Does your roof.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And so
it will fill up.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you have those covers, can you, like, lift them up and hose down what's in there, or can you just do it through the thing or whatever? Like, how do you clean it if you already have the covers?
Yeah. So it all depends what type of cover you have, how much debris. You know, the cone type gutter covers need cleaning because of the dirt that builds up on them, so you got to spray them down.
Right.
Usually there's enough slot where you can clean those without taking them off. If you get a screen, like a stainless steel surgical screen type cover, you got to spray those down every once in a while. So no gutter cover is completely maintenance free.
Right.
But most of them are screwed on, so you could pull screws and lift to be able to get to debris or to get a hose in there to flush them out if you need to.
Right. I think they're a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Especially if you live in a house like where you're at, where there's nothing but trees.
Yeah, and we have them. I don't have them on the garage, but they're going on this fall because
Taj Garage.
I'm cleaning the gutters every fall, every spring, and usually middle of the summer.
But really, what else do you have to do?
Oh, absolutely nothing. I don't have trees falling down or, you know.
Classes to teach.
Trucks to build.
Trucks to build
Sounds fun.
Tom's
bartending, stuff like that.
Bartending.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you bartending today or tomorrow?
No, tomorrow. Slinging beer for Rick's Run tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're actually working.
Mm-hmm. Not just
slinging
drinking.
Beer.
Yes. That's Jen's fault. She got me started with Ribfest. It was a lot of fun.
How many? Now, we're going to play a little game here. How many beers do you think Tom has to serve before he gets one for free?
I would hope it's one for one. Right, ideally.
I was kind of thinking I'm just going to have one and then I'll start serving. But I agree with you. I would think one for one would be nice. I'd pass out pretty quick. But.
Right. Well, there goes their profit margin.
Right.
Yeah, gone.
Yeah,
I don't know if we can drink for free. Probably
I don't
not.
Think you should.
No, but that's charity. Not why I'm there. I'm there to... You know, help raise money.
I mean, so. You could probably, but
we'll find out.
Don't.
No, I would never.
Just
do
bring them to me.
That okay?
Yeah.
You may have to come and get them. I don't know if they'll let me leave.
Okay, fine. You don't. No delivery, sir.
It's not that far. You
kind
only
of function.
You're not
are we
even
going?
50 yards away. You can stagger that far several times a day.
Jeez. Yeah, that's true.
We'll videotape it.
Okay.
Just to so
yes,
you know,
the staggering. That's what I like to have out in the public is the staggering.
I didn't say I was going to share it.
All of the staggering that I do.
I might keep it quiet. We'll have to talk.
I haven't really drank in a long time.
No.
I really haven't. Sorry, we totally got off the subject. We saw a squirrel. And Ben just kind of puts up with us.
We were talking about gutters.
So. We were talking about gutters. So, all right, but you go from top to bottom, right? Because, you know, in the fall, we do get some rain. And then snow melting once that starts coming. And so foundations, you're looking at that too?
Yep, because, you know, roofs start to fail. If gutters are plugged, all that water's at that foundation. Mm-hmm. So you start up that top and you work down. And just it's always good to do that once over, you know, a couple times a year on your house.
At least, right.
You never know. You can see things starting to happen before it gets too bad. You know, in a minor repair, if it's neglected, turns into... from hundreds to thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. So
right.
It's
well,
always
the last
good.
Thing you want is to have to make that repair in the dead of winter, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's figure it out now.
Yep.
And well, at least get on the list to get it done.
The simplest little thing can get major.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got a gutter backing up, and all that water starts getting back into the fascia and then down into the soffit, and that's rot. And you're not going to see it for a long time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're pulling gutters down, and you're replacing all that, and you may have to replace rafter tails.
And
it gets
mold.
Super expensive, yeah.
Studding headers. I mean, it goes south fast.
Right.
And it only takes a couple years to really get into some structural problems.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And you're talking about things that, you know, hold up your roof to your house. You're not talking about, oh, a little damage and, you know, it's not. This is not cosmetic damage we're talking. It's bad. Bad.
No.
And then, like I said, again... You know, my dad had an experience with mold in his house. Of course, he lives in Florida, and everybody has a mold problem in Florida. But, they ripped out a huge portion of the drywall and stuff, and it turned into, you know, and then the carpet and then redoing the floor and just all of it, and it's floating around in your house. And that's just not something that any possible way you can prevent mold from growing on anything in your house. Do it because how long until you figure it out?
Yeah.
And your family's got, you know, if your kids have runny noses all the time and stuff like that, maybe take a look because like my dad, that's what my dad had. He had a runny nose all the time. And I said, I'm telling you, Dad, it's from this problem. like now that we've figured out what the problem is, I said, I will bet you when this is fixed, it goes away. And it did. And that's just not, you just don't need to live that way, especially when you got, again, you got Mather's Home Improvement. They will come and they will fix it and they will tell you if it's bad. They will get it fixed exactly how it's supposed to be. And like, why mess with it?
Well, why wait until it's that bad?
Right. Yeah.
You see little things like bees going in and out of your walls or your soffits. Probably should be addressed. My neighbors, I told you about that. My neighbors had a bee problem and they opened up the soffit and they had a huge hive in there. They had to call a lady to come in. She got the bees out, got the hive out, and it was like buckets of hive.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know, and it's not good for the house.
No.
You know, don't just kill the bees because we want to save them.
Right.
Call somebody just and have them remove
them.
It. But yeah, pay attention to it. And one thing I've always told people is look at your foundation after a heavy rain. If you have puddles by the house, you need to build that up and let that water run away from your house, not towards it.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's definitely a good time to look. Hey, how's the new place going? How's the showroom and the storing and is it organized? No, I can tell by your laugh that it's...
Let's see, we've been there. We moved in Memorial Day week of 23.
Right. Just a little over a year.
Yeah. So the showroom's progressed a little bit further, still not complete.
Yeah. But it will never be complete in you guys' eyes because you're always going to have new stuff and you're always going to move stuff around. Yeah. So you're always going to say that.
We had this vision for the warehouse and how everything was going to go and where it was all going to be. And, you know, we're still managing that, altering, changing that vision. The biggest thing, we had this vision for all of our incoming awnings. But this year, we've doubled the amount of awnings we did. So our vision cannot keep up. So we've had to convert to a different area.
That's pretty cool, though.
I mean, we're ripping off probably 8 to 10 awnings a week now.
Wow. That's awesome.
Wild.
That's
I've
awesome.
Got probably
and these
eight
are
on our floor.
Electric ones that you can hit the remote and they roll out.
Push a button, It's incredible.
Cool.
Our awnings have been incredible this year.
So my experience with an awning is on our camper at Country Thunder. And
is that electric or Manuel?
It's electric.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, Greg Kunis sets me up.
But there's
he's not
going to
make
That's
me.
Why,
yes. He's not going to make me do anything manually.
Those campers are so high tech these days.
Yeah.
It's literally you hold that button. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Nancy's sweating. Make her stop.
Yes, Nancy's sweating. She shall go inside in her air conditioned trailer in her camper.
Yeah, roughing it.
Yeah, yeah.
We
that's
had
what
to
I'm
plug
doing.
It in. It was horrible.
It was terrible. But that thing, I'm telling you what. I would like one around my entire house.
Yeah.
It's just so convenient and it's so easy and I can definitely see why people are like, what do you think the surge is about?
I think we've approached it a little bit different this year and how we're getting our name out.
Yeah.
And but once it catches on and people start seeing it and we start doing more and then there's more yard signs out and more visibility and just more people call.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have an area that you sit outside, you really need one of these because there's always that day where it's a little too hot.
Right.
Or there's a little too much rain, you know, and like we said, touch of a button, it rolls out and you're out of the sun, you're out of the rain.
Right.
My mother-in-law has one. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's so easy to work.
Yeah. So our fabric will cut 99.9% of that harmful UV light.
Right.
And then once that's out and you're in the shade, it's on average 20 to 25 degrees cooler underneath that awning.
Oh, my gosh.
So take the last couple days when it's 90 degrees. Yeah, I can't change the humidity under that awning.
Right.
But if I can put you in the shade that awning, that's huge.
Wow.
So people are getting that space back. You know, it's too hot to be out there in the sun. Well, extend your awning.
Right.
You're putting out, I can do awnings on average about 24 to 28 feet wide. With just under 15-foot projections.
Wow.
So imagine the shade we can cast, entertaining space you can gain back.
That's huge. You don't have to worry about the wind ripping the umbrella out or opening up the umbrella and finding critters in there.
Bees. You're back to the bees.
Wasps. We have wasp nests everywhere all the time. Ugh, I'm a killer.
We have tree frogs that are on our deck all the time.
Oh,
me too.
Frog.
The scream is awesome from Amy when she opens it up and they jump out.
It's entertaining.
It is.
Oh, that's nice. That took a turn for the worse. Poor woman.
No.
Like, she
can't
doesn't...
you visual?
Yes, I can visualize it. And you're right, it is funny.
Yeah.
And now she's mad at me. Anyway.
No, she's not.
She probably laughs after she screams.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
She doesn't scream easy.
Yeah. That's funny. That's funny. What else? Again, it's fall or getting ready to be fall. Sorry. Please don't email me. It's not fall yet. I know. We're going to talk about that later in the show. I've been getting a lot of emails lately.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, you know, again, any tips as we move forward? Obviously, top to bottom, check everything out when you're walking around tomorrow morning with your coffee on Labor Day on your day off. But what, anything else that you can think of that kind of high priority that you feel like customers and potential customers should keep an eye out for?
Yeah. Last biggest thing going into winter is windows.
Yeah.
I get a lot of calls when the weather starts to get colder and temperatures drop that windows are leaking air.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing is people are opening and closing their windows all summer, and those locks get put into a lock position, but the window still opens and closes. So they close that window down, and now it's not seating properly because the lock is engaged. And they call, oh, my windows are leaking. And I show up, and I disengage the lock, put the window down where it needs to be, and re-engage the lock. So biggest thing going into winter, check your windows.
Yeah.
Make sure that they're seated fully. Lock the windows. Stop that air infiltration. Save on your heating bills.
Mm-hmm.
Simple thing and really easy to do.
Yeah.
I mean, to make the mistake.
It happens a lot. A lot.
It does.
So how much do you charge to come and unlock and lock a window?
If it's a past customer of mine, nothing. If it's a new customer of mine, nothing, because that customer is going to call me back.
Depends how hard he laughs.
The reaction when I get there and I'm like, okay, this is actually pretty easy. Your lock is engaged. I just disengage it.
Push it up. Push it
lock it back. Like Tom just said, push the top one, bottom one down and lock it. And they look at me and they have that face. And I was like, don't worry. It happens every week.
Humiliation, embarrassment. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it happens.
Here
it,
I am, stupid, right in front of you.
Right, yeah.
It's easy to overlook and to
purpose.
Not. So.
Right. Yeah, I have may or may not have been guilty of doing that, but not, like, we have pretty new windows, and so the windows we have now, I don't find that problem so much. But older windows that you're right, where the top one drops down, and you're not thinking about that, you know, that you're thinking the top one's staying up where it's supposed to be, but, you know, and you're just raising and lowering the bottom one, and older windows will do that.
Yep.
For sure.
And lock your windows because it pulls that seal together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people just close them. I don't need to lock them. Yeah. Lock them.
Well, you should lock them for safety reasons.
Well, but for safety, yes, but also it pulls and creates that seal. So, you know, when it hits 10, 15 below and it's not locked, there'll be frost in there. Then it's going to push it open even a little bit further.
Right.
It's going to be more cold air coming in.
Well, and you're also letting air conditioning out, right? Like, check them now. Because if they're not properly seated, your energy usage is higher again because you can't cool the place if warm air is coming in either. So,
and everybody's different. I mean, if that temperature for me drops under 80 and it's cooler, I'm always turning my air off and opening my windows.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that are opening and closing their windows as it gets warmer or cooler.
Right.
So, I mean, you could realistically be checking it weekly.
Yep.
Making sure
open
that
open them at night and let it cool down and close them during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I miss our leaky windows in the winter.
I know you don't.
Yes, I do.
It's 150 degrees in your house in the winter.
It wasn't that bad when we had leaky windows. I heat with wood.
Yeah.
So that the leaky windows really kind of helped. The house didn't get as hot, a lot of fresh air.
Yeah.
But when we replaced all the windows, oh, my God. Gets warm in there.
Well, he started the fire last week, and it'll keep going until next April.
But you're not already cooking with a fire,
no,
are you?
No, I'm not.
It
we
will never go out.
We won't start burning wood until November.
It'll never go out.
It doesn't for
the
winter.
It's burning now. I swear. It's just a low kindling.
But, you know, that brings up another thing. If you do burn wood, if you have a fireplace, or you heat with wood or whatever, have your chimney checked.
Yes.
You know, even if you sweep it. I sweep my chimney probably four times a season, before and then a couple times during the winter.
You're a chimney sweep?
I am. I don't dance well, though.
Dick Van Dyke over here.
But also have it inspected. Because sweeping is one thing. But you need to know what's going on inside there and have somebody come and check it out.
That's true. That's true. Well.
You guys do that?
I do not.
Okay.
Stay far away from fireplaces.
Yeah. There's a company. There's a local company that does fireplaces.
I'm trying to think of. There's a. Nah, I can't draw a blank.
But you're right.
Have it checked.
Safety reasons.
Right.
Yep.
You know, have the
chimney fires are scary.
I would have to guess too that, you know, having that chimney checked is the same thing as windows, right? Having the flue, making sure it's working properly and everything. For those of you who don't know, the flue is the door that closes when you're not using the fireplace that's inside there. But yeah, you should definitely have all of that checked out, because otherwise you're calling Mathers and they're having to repair your house after the fire.
We don't want that.
You do not want that.
No, you don't.
And they don't want that. They like preventative maintenance and preventative replacement. I know. My words this morning. It's been a long week at the fair.
It's been a long month.
It's been one day.
It's been a long summer. No, it really hasn't.
No, it's that quick.
Well, I am so excited to hear the bear hunting story.
Absolutely.
The next time you come in.
Perfect.
And what's your son's name?
Too. Henry.
Henry. All right. Henry is going to be... so thrilled. It's going to be so exciting. Does he hunt regularly with you? Like,
I've taken him out turkey hunting, taken him out a little deer hunting.
Okay.
The only thing he's ever shot has been squirrels.
Yeah.
So it's going to be exciting.
A little bit bigger. A little bit bigger of a target here.
Imagine going
watch your breathing.
11 going from squirrels to a bear.
Right.
Yeah.
He's going to be nonstop talking.
Right.
The week back, he goes to school. The kids aren't going to leave him alone. It's going to be awesome.
That is going to be awesome. That is absolutely, that's. And you're right. He's going to learn more in those few days than he will at school anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, not that we don't like the schools. Oh, my God. Please, no emails. We love school. But, man, life
is... Too late. They're already
coming. I know.
They
already complained. Life experiences are the best.
Oh, yeah.
And I am so happy for you that you get to... And, like, you get to watch him have this experience. It's going to be
cool.
I'm going
to be part of it. That's what's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Excited.
Well, good luck and be safe.
Always.
Next week with him. And anything else that you can think of that... Just open your eyes, look around, right?
Look around. Do that walk around your house.
Yeah.
Do it now and do it in a couple months before snow starts flying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. Ben, thank you so much. How do we get in touch with those of you at Mathers that we want to speak with?
You can find us at mathersimprovement.com or give us a call at 262-763-7884.
7884. 763-7884. Definitely go on the website, though, because they've got some great pictures of stuff that they've done, and it's,
cool thing
top
to look at.
Quality work.
Right.
Top quality work. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Like I said, have fun next week.
Going to do my best.
Yay!
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's
going to
be easy.
Yeah.
More Life Matters is coming up right after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
All right. This is our last segment.
For today.
Well, for today.
Oh, scared me. We'll be back next. Don't worry, boys and girls. We'll be back next week.
That's right. So I am... Always getting emails and letters and phone calls and stuff about this show. And you can tell when people are nervous. You can tell when people, I just think nervous is, we're just going to use the word nervous.
Okay.
So when I get phone calls, people need to understand that, you know, radio stations air the programming that they know will bring in the largest audience for their advertisers to choose from or to relate to or whatever.
Yeah, how you make your money and stay afloat.
Exactly. And so anybody that thinks that we are saying or doing anything that alienates half of anybody. Yeah. Is, you know, that's, we would have filed bankruptcy a long time ago.
I'm interested where this is going now.
Well, so I'm getting emails about how the station is talking politically in the name of education, and instead these conversations are divisive and not family friendly and all these kinds of things, and in all the transactions that I get, in all of the communication that I get, it's always the entire station, the whole station, which is completely not true. It's 1 hour on Sunday morning that we talk about things and like politics or news stories,
right,
or opinions or editorials and things like that.
We talk about everything.
Right. And so the fact is that we actually, for every negative comment I get no less than two or three positive comments. People saying things like, thank you for saying what we're thinking.
Well, that's good.
Right. But
so
we ruffle
a few feathers, but not the whole bird.
Well, I'm never going to please everybody 100%
of
the time.
Well, who is? No. And really, that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to have an intelligent conversation about whatever the topic is,
right,
for that show.
Right. So like somebody called me the other day and said, I want to talk to the people who are drinking that the Trump Kool-Aid. And see
you
what you have.
Patriotic Americans?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Again, business owners know what's attractive to their customers, whether you agree with it or not.
Right.
So if I own a store and it sells mostly Western gear,
okay,
I'm going to play country music in that store.
I mean, you're not going to do like top 40 or
I'm probably not going to do rap.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I may not like country music, which I do. I love country music, but I may not like country music.
Right.
I may love all of my inventory in the store, but just not be a fan of country
music.
Well, you
have to entertain your customers.
But I'm going to make my customers happy.
Right.
Okay? And so when you tell me I'm alienating, or we are alienating half of these people, or you know, who's going to do business with you because, you know, they're not going to want to piss off half their customers or whatever, you have to understand that we know that that's not happening.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it's actually quite the opposite. And so you can complain, but all it says to me is that if you believe that what we are saying or our opinions are changing the world, then like you think you're giving me way more power,
wow,
than what we
yeah,
actually have. So and it's okay. I don't care if you don't think the way that I do. That's fine. You just have to understand that business owners go where the customers are.
Yeah, you have to.
And the customers are here. Whether
right,
you like what we're saying or not, they're listening. And you know what else? You're listening. Because the other thing about it is that every single one of the emails or complaints I get, they say, I always listen, but...
And we appreciate that.
Exactly.
And keep listening.
So whether we're giving you something to, you know, argue with your neighbor about, or something to take to your neighbor and say, hey, you might want to consider this, or something that you know... look at your business and say, maybe I should change that, or I should, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to know that we're not going to program the station into the ground.
No, that really wouldn't make sense.
So, yeah. Nobody has ever called me and said, I'm going to stop advertising on your station because of your, you know, actually our content is only 46 minutes every week. And so, you know, you for 46 minutes a week, I don't agree with you. And so in spite of the fact that my return on investment on my advertising with you is very high,
mm-hmm,
because whether I agree with you or not, what you're saying is reaching the people, and they're, and it's making them stay and listen to my commercials and all of that. You know, that's not the phone call I'm getting. Never.
Yeah.
So, well, it's just, so I agree that everybody has a different opinion, and I agree that everybody has a right. different way of broadcasting or expelling that opinion, but, and mine is, and yours is in here. Other people write editorials to newspapers.
Sure.
Other people call and tell them to stop drinking Kool-Aid. Other people, you know, say all these kind of things. And it's just, and you know what? You need to know you're not in the majority. And so I can't make changes
right.
that are going to, like this, you just, that's just, I'm sorry, but if we thought that it was, or we knew, even if we didn't think so, but if we saw numbers changing, we would make changes to the programming. Our numbers are not changing.
Mm-mm.
No.
So for,
I mean, they are changing, but not in the direction that
yeah.
people want to see.
Well, there's 167 other hours in a week that you can listen to something that you
right.
like better, I guess. I
like,
don't know.
I don't, and I will
I would
find
hate to
something.
Lose listeners.
Right.
But,
I don't want to lose listeners, but if you're really unhappy with that portion or this portion of the day,
right.
then I am absolutely, I absolutely encourage you to find something yeah. that makes you happy. You're supposed to be happy.
Right. If I didn't like the show, I would turn it off.
Right.
But I happen to like it a lot, and unfortunately, we just happen to be right most of the time.
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up, but I mean, yeah, it's kind of right. So one more thing, because we have to go, because we have to run out and open the booth
Do
to fair the
fair. Stuff, yeah.
But I got one more thing about what you just said. Just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
The local publication that has dubbed the owner of Magpies and Fat Cats. This is the last time I'm going to talk about it.
Here we go.
Little Anthony has retracted his use of that. He has figured out that Little Anthony, in fact, is not like to be called Little Anthony by
well,
anybody.
That's good.
Because you know why? Nobody does, except for the one
right.
person.
But
second of all, I got sent a video after the show last week of the music and how loud it was. Now, I don't know what time this video was taken or whatever, but one of the things that they said was, listen to that music. And I have a feeling, and you couldn't really understand the words or anything, but it was a rap song, so I'm sure that there were cuss words in it, whatever.
Of course.
And my feeling is, and I know you're listening, walk away.
Right.
If yeah. you're not enjoying the entertainment, go to Champs, go to Magpies, go to Hogs.
Yeah, thumbs up, go
somewhere
to, else.
Here's a thought, go to the next door pub.
There you go, and you're way out of town.
Right. So there are some things for everybody, okay?
Right.
I am probably not going to go and listen to a bunch of rap music there either.
Mm-hmm.
You have choices. If you don't want to listen to it, walk away.
Right.
But just because you don't like it, doesn't mean they have to change what they're doing.
Totally agree. And that's why there's so many different venues out there. Go to the one
and
that
that's
fits.
Why there's so many radio stations out there.
Yep, that's true.
I absolutely want people to listen to this radio station, but I 100% understand I don't like every radio station either.
Right.
But calling names and, you know, all these kinds of things, that's it's the fact is that, you know, Magpies, Fat Cats, Champs, all the bars downtown are operating in a manner that attracts the most people because they are responsible for other people's lives. Okay? So we don't run businesses that don't attract the most customers and listeners and patrons as possible. Okay?
Correct.
Period. Not how it works.
Mic drop.
Boom. Off to the fair we go.
But yes, there is only one WLKG booth that you can stop by at the fair, pluck a duck, get some candy, and have a you know fun.
Is that what you're calling it, pluck a duck?
I think we need to.
That's cute.
It was spin the wheel. But we outspun the wheel, and that was, yeah.
Well, we just decided to change it up this year.
Come up and pluck a duck.
Mostly because I found some red, white, and blue ducks that I just thought were adorable. And so
hey,
I was like,
works.
Okay, we're planning the whole fair around the red, white, and blue
ducks.
Yeah,
and I was led down a wrong pathway on the pond that the ducks are going to be in because there's no way I can land that pond.
No.
I'm taking
that little thing home for my dogs.
Yeah. That's a big water dish. Actually, yeah. They could swim in that.
I know. That's why I'm going to take it home.
Are.
Your dogs would use it as a water dish.
Yes, yep. They would. Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway. But come on up to the fair. Stop by and say hi. Top of the hour. Pluck a duck. Win a prize. We'll be there all day. I'll be there all day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I will be there all day as well.
All right.
145 is the Foundation Park dedication on the west side of the office buildings. And then, of course, at 3 o'clock on the park stage, come join us for the Foundation Wood Carving Auction. Don't miss it.
No. And then we'll see you on Monday. Stop by and get a beer.
Yeah. Anyway, we're off to the fair. That's it for Life Matters today. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next week.